Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had two posts on sportsmedres.org, that's res.org. The first post described a study where the authors reported that adolescents with persistent post-concussive symptoms experienced greater improvements in symptoms and quality of life after receiving a collaborative care treatment compared with adolescents who received a standard of care. The second post discussed a study where the authors found that patients with chronic ankle instability who received a 4-week supervised rehabilitation program with therapeutic exercise, joint mobilization, and neural mobilizations had greater clinical improvement compared with patients who were treated with therapeutic exercise alone. If we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the authors conducted a randomized clinical trial to compare the effect of a 4-week rehabilitation program with and without the addition of manual therapy on self-reported pain and function, pain pressure thresholds, range of motion, and strength in physically active individuals with chronic ankle instability. Both treatment groups received a progressive balance program and progressive strengthening program of the ankle inverters. The experimental group also received manual therapy consisting of grade 3 joint mobilizations and peroneal nerve mobilizations. The participants were assessed both before and after the 4-week intervention and 1 month following the end of treatment. Both groups improved self-reported pain and function, pain pressure thresholds, range of motion, and strength. However, the authors observed greater improvements among participants who received manual therapy. This study is innovative as it's the first study to study the effect of combined peripheral nerve and joint mobilization in the treatment of patients with chronic ankle instability. Prior studies have found that patients with chronic ankle instability have impaired peripheral and central nervous system function. It's plausible that nerve injury from the lateral ankle sprain may cause scarring or impaired neural mobility, pain sensitization, and or motor inhibition observed in people with chronic ankle instability. Manual therapy can have both peripheral and central nervous effects. The greater improvement observed among people who received manual therapy is likely attributable to the diverse types of treatment provided to these patients. It would be beneficial to see another trial that compares joint mobilization and exercises with combined nerve and joint mobilization and exercise to assess the added benefits of neural mobilization in the treatment of these patients. Similarly, a study comparing patients treated with combined therapeutic exercise and neural mobilization to patients treated with therapeutic exercise and sham mobilization may provide information on the added benefit of extended hands-on care or placebo effect that may occur. Based on the findings from this study, clinicians should consider the inclusion of peroneal nerve mobilization, talocrural and distal tibiofibular joint mobilizations with a therapeutic exercise program in the treatment of patients with chronic ankle instability. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a blog post to answer common questions about osteoarthritis among physically active individuals. And this was a resource to help you address questions that your patients may have. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the post, and the blog post I mentioned on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.